ॐ शांति
ॐ शांति.
सतगुरुवार के दिन,
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु, कैरिंग एवरीवन्स लविंग रिमेम्ब्रेंसेस विद मायसेल्फ एज आई रीच द सटल रीजन.
वतन में बाबा दोनों बाहें पसार कर खड़े रहे थे.
बाबा वाज स्टैंडिंग विद हिज आर्म्स स्प्रेड आउट.
सब बच्चे बाबा के पास आ रहे थे.
एंड ऑल द चिल्ड्रन वर कमिंग टुवर्ड्स बाबा.
बाहों में समाते जा रहे थे.
एंड ऑल चिल्ड्रन वर देखते कमिंग इन टू बाबाज एम्ब्रेस. मोर एंड मोर चिल्ड्रन विजिबली कमिंग टुवर्ड्स बाबा.
और
Baba was giving each one very loving drishti. Baba was also smiling. After a few seconds, Baba looked towards me and said,
"Bachchi, dekha ki bachchon ka pyar lagan baap ke paas.
Did you see the children's love, the dedication? All of that has brought them to Baba today." And as I was watching, more and more children were getting emerged in front of Baba. Baba said, the children's love is like a magnet. Wherever the father is standing, the children appear in front of Baba. And this is such a magnet. Even if the children want to let go of the father's hand, that hand cannot be. Your hand will always be in the father's hand. So Baba then extended his hand, and it was though each child was placing their hand in the father's hand. It was a very beautiful scene that everyone was holding on to Baba's hand. Baba said, all of the children are under the canopy of the father's protection because the father's hand is strong. This is why the children are able to easily move ahead and move along on this spiritual journey. I then saw that in one corner a very large stage was set up and different kind of designed plans were placed on that stage. Baba was also looking at the plans. Baba then said, the children are creating many new plans for service and will continue to make those plans, and they've placed those plans in front of Baba. The children have great enthusiasm, and so seeing that, Baba is very happy. Baba then became quiet for a second and then said, whatever plans the children make, the children have to be careful that there should be power, shakti merged in that plan. Let there be more experiences that you're able to give through your plans of service. There should be power that you share with souls and experiences. And then continue to fill it with vibrations of silence too. When you're constructing a new building, when you're making it out of cement, then water is added to strengthen that cement. So the power of silence, the rays of silence, will make every task powerful and successful. So the children have to pay attention to this. Baba then said, this is a very large family and you have to cooperate with one another in each task, and when there is love, then the gathering becomes strong and every task becomes easy and successful. After a second, I saw another table that got emerged on which were placed many, many letters. Baba was looking at the letters and smiling. Baba then said, today, many children were telling Baba today, what do I do, Baba? My spiritual efforts is a bit slack. How can I intensify it? So Baba said, some children go into the tension of what kind of efforts they have to make, what effort should I make, how should I engage in spiritual endeavor. So they speak about Baba, about these different things. Baba looks at, hears Baba's, the children's way of innocently communicating and then smiles and gives them love. Baba says, don't question what effort to make, always have the intoxication that Baba has selected me out of millions, and out of those millions I am the out of that selected few. So have, when you have this intoxication, you will always be able to maintain happiness, you'll be able to intensify your spiritual efforts, and you'll be able to see attainments in front of you. Secondly, pay attention to the fact that from Amrit Vela till night time, throughout the day, all the time Baba is sharing cooperation and blessings, so always keep that in front of you, keep that in your awareness, and your spiritual efforts will intensify. You will be free from the tension of making efforts, and your speed of making efforts will also increase. Then suddenly I saw many clouds coming in front of us. Baba saw this as well, and then he asked me, do you know what this is? I asked Baba, why are these clouds coming? So Baba explained, along with the transformation of time, the clouds of situations will also spread all around. So children should not be scared about these clouds of situations. Behind the clouds, a very beautiful sun is shining, and that is you and the children. So as we were observing the clouds get dispersed, they get scattered, and golden light starts to come through. The children have to pay attention that along with the transformation of time, the change in time, no matter what situations come in front of you, always remember the aim of becoming equal to the Father, and this will enable you to have experiences, the experience that the golden sun is in front of you. You will be reminded of your golden stage and that you have to go to that golden world. The situations are coming to empower you, further strengthen you, make you more experienced. So always create a golden stage, inner stage. And then you'll always experience that golden rays are coming from Baba to us. So pay attention to this. Baba re-emerged the children in front of him and he was giving them a lot of love. Baba said, Baba sees his beloved children and is very happy. Wherever the father is, the children appear there, and wherever the children are, Baba always comes in your midst. Baba gave a lot of love to the children. He made them dance, the spiritual dance. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba then fed each one the bhog. I then shared messages from all those who had offered special bhog to Baba. Baba gave remembrances to all of them. Baba emerged them in front of him with a lot of love and gave each one a lot of love. Baba especially remembered Vandana Mata. She had great fortune. Baba said she had great fortune. She was in the lap of Baba and did a lot of service in Sangam Bhavan. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned.